Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Kuf Dalet, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, and Rashi explains that since the Gemara previously mentioned that Amaloi, the Rabbi Shimon, responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, that Kol Midas Chachamim Kenu, so our Gemara will now continue and discuss another din that's relevant to Shiurim. However, Ayin Ban Tesis, who explains that since the previous Gemara began, Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Reisha Medamim B'chol Makoyim, and discussed Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, that was installed as the Reisha Medamim by the Caesar, so our Gemara will discuss another scenario where we see the memory of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, and we see that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was not only Reisha Medarim B'chol Makom, but he was also the Pesach for the house of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And as Taisa states, Maisi Hai Uvda the Rabbi Yehuda Marayna the Bein Nasiya, the Shem Mi No Kesa Reisha Beis Nasi, Ayin Shem. And prior to beginning our Gemara, let us point out that certainly we know that an Nevela will be Mitameh, and as long as the Nevela would be the size of a Kazayas, it can transmit Tumah. And our Gemara will discuss if the Dam of Nevela can be Mitameh. If it can be Mitameh, then it would be metame b'revias dam, as if one congealed a revias hadam, then it would turn into a kezias. However, the other side is that dam is not metame, as we compare dam to the bones, the hide, the gidin, the krunis, and tlufim of an avela. Some explain that even according to the tzad, that dam would not be metame, so it would not be metame like an avatuma in order to be metame or the mekelim, and instead it would be metame like a mashka, and it would be metame or the mashkin or the eichlin. However, it would not be metame or the Kalim. Finally, let us point out that even according to the Manda Omar, that a Revi'ez Dam would be Metameh. However, certainly if one had less than a Revi'ez Dam, it would not be able to transmit Tumah. And there's Machlekes, Rashi, and Tesis in general in Shas, if an item that is smaller than a Kazayas, or if there's Mashka that's less than a Revi'ez, if it would become Tumah and just cannot transmit Tumah, or it itself would not be considered Tumah either, and it would not be able to be Makabal Tumah either. And our Gemara now begins, Omar Bibi, Omar Bishu, Malevi, Maisa, Vipri, Da Acha, Shel Beis Rabbi, Shem that Rabbi Bibi states in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi that there was a story that occurred in the house of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi where one of the mules of his household died, and certainly the Nevela would be Tamei, and Dam came out of that mule, and they measured it and they figured out that a Revi'ez Dam came out, and the Dam would be able to transmit Tumah to other items. And as Rashi states, Leidim Yesh B'Revi'ez Yifrushu Menach Nevela. The Gemara continues, Masar of Yisro Babisna, the Rabbi Yisro Babisna will ask a question of Rabbi Bibi from a Braisa which is similar to the Mishnah Masechtas Idyas, as the Brisa states, "Hey, Rabbi Shua ben Basira, al dam nevela shutar." Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua ben Basira were made that any share of dam nevelos would be tar, as dam is not metame at all. And the Amr Rabbi Shua ben Basira, in order to back up his testimony, so Rabbi Shua ben Basira brought a story as Maisav Yunekrin Aradius La Reyes Bistari Shalmelech by Eilu Gedim Shaken Adu Kufseim Bedam and Veloy Amulham Davar, as it was a story that the Romans were killing the wild donkeys in order to feed them to the lions that belonged to the king's army. And as we know, they would use wild lions in their army, and they used to have many wild animals in the Colosseums. There was so much blood that was flowing from these wild donkeys that the Yidden that were traveling towards Yerushalayim to be Eilu Regalim walked through the blood, and the blood reached up to their knees, and the Chacham did not tell them that they have to make sure to go to the mikvah and have Harav Shemesh before going into the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore we see that the Dam of the Vela is not Metameh. The Gemara tells us, Ishtik, the Rabbi was quiet and he did not respond to this question of Rabbi Yitzchok Babisna. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei Rab Zirka, so Rab Zirka asked Rabbi, my time Malaikum Hadama, and why is it that you're quiet and you're not responding? And Amalei Hechia Hadalei, and Rabbi responds to Rab Zirka, that how could it be that I should respond to him as I am unable to think clearly? And he continued, that why is it that I'm unable to think clearly, as the Amr Rab Chanan, as this based on a member of Chanan, as the Pasuk and Pasuk Kisavoy by the Teicha states, and Reb Chanan explains that this refers to a person that can't grow his own tefuah and he doesn't own any kaka, and therefore he's totally in achirim. The only way that he could actually receive produce and he could have food is only by buying it from others. When the pasuk states, this refers to someone that bought tefuah and has enough food for 1 year. However, he's still nervous and he's still concerned as to his panasa for the next year. And as Rashi states, halakech tu mishon l'shana she'ein l'kakel zroya v'haynu chayav tluyim she'ein yodeyim yiloy moyes l'shana ba. And Rav Chanan continues that when the pasuk states v'chad t'lay l'v'yayimam ze halakech tu me'er Shabbos l'av Shabbos, this is referring to someone that only has enough tua for 1 week, and therefore he's even more nervous. And finally, when the pasuk states v'leisam mechayecha ze asay mechala palter, this refers to someone that lives day to day and he has to rely on the baker every single day. He doesn't even live paycheck to paycheck. paycheck, and instead, every single day, he has to make enough money for that day. We continue on Daf Kuf Talam and Aleph, and our BB stated, V'hu Gavral Palta Samach, and I am a person that is Samach on the baker, and therefore I am very nervous. And as Rashi states, V'in Daiti Miyoshiv L'Hashiv Loi, that's why I was quiet and I didn't respond. And the Gemara asked, My Havila, the Lamaisa was the Psak, and Amr Rabbi Yisif explains, Rabbi Yehuda Marayna the Benesia Hava, V'ur Lekishmaitse, that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was the Pesach of the house of the Nasi. This story happened in the house of the Nasi, and it happened in the house of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi Paskin based on his own Shmaitza and Lishitasai. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Idias, Rabbi Yehuda Imesh Shishidvar, Mekulu Beishamay, Mechumri Beisilel, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, who is Stam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, explains to us, although generally we as machlekes between Beisil and Beishamay, Beishamay is more Machmer and Beisil is more Mekel. However, there are six places that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi brings down where Beishamay is more Mekel and Beisil is more Machmer. And the first one that the Mishnah brings down is Damna Veilois, Beishamay Metarin, who Beisil Metamin. This actually machlekes been engaged Damna Veilois, as Beishamay holds that Damna Veilois is Tar and Beisil holds that it's Tamei. And when Rabbi Yehuda Paskin for the house of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Paskin like Beisil, the Damna Veilo would be Metame. The Gemara continues and brings a brisa that explains this Mishnah as Amar Beis Rabbi Yehuda Afka Shetimu Beis Hillel like Timu El Brevias Hal V'Yachal Likreish V'Lamed Al Kazayis. Although the feet of Beis Hillel, the Damna Veilo would be Metame. However, it only is Metame if this is a Shear Revias, as if a Revias Hadam would congeal, then it would be a Kazayis. That's why Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi that the Chum had to be Meshayer Hadam, that was at least a Revias Hadam, as otherwise it would not be Metame, even according to Beis Hillel. And keep in mind that when Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna brought the Edus Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, so they are actually Chalik, and they hold that there was no Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and even Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that Damar and Vela is not Metame. And in Top Tesis points out, Marayan the Bein Nasiya, that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi was the Pesach of the house of Rabbi, the Efshe Shahi Biyamav, and it is possible that he lived during the same time frame as Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Ayin in Tesis, and Ayin in next Tesis, Diva Masal Hoyle Biyamav. The Tesis points out that Mashmar Dam Tomei Machmas the Choshev Kebasar, that the reason why Dam is Tomei because it's considered as Choshev as Basar, and therefore it doesn't get the din like Atzomais and like Gidin and like Ur, and instead it's Mitame just like Basar. And Tesis asks multiple questions. At the end of Tesis states, Lefika Tzarech Leima, Shiyesh Shem Ribuy, the Mabinim Be Dam Neveilais, and the Lubasa de Marabe, Mistava Lukume Ribuya Bervias, Shiach Likresh Velamed Al Kazayas, Ayin Shom. As we saw, Rabbi responded that I was Shosak, and as Rashi explained, that since I have to worry about Panasa, Ein Daiti Miyushav L'Hashiv Loi, and Ein Rabbeinu Geshem, Klema, L'Yod L'Meheda, Shatarim, and Pneumach Shavas Mezoinais, and L'Chira, ultimately, the Gemara stated that it is a Mefurish Mishnah, that the Machlek is between Beish Tehru and Beish Shammai, and this Teretz is not based on a Svara. If so, why would Rabbi be Shosak, and why would he have not responded based on a Mefurish Mishnah, V'Tzarech Biyar? And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let us start with Akdama, and as we know that in Pashas Vayikra, the Torah discusses five different menachos that one can bring as an adava. And the Torah discusses the Minchas Seles, the Minchas Machvas, the Minchas Macheshes, and the Torah also discusses the Minchas Mafitana. And there were two types of Minchas Mafitana. One was made from Chalais and one from Rekikin. And the ingredients for all these menachos were flour, oil, and levaina. And wine was not brought with these menachos. Then the Torah teaches us in Pashas Shlach that when someone's bringing a carbon oilo or a carbon shlamim, that together with those kabanos, they would also bring a milchas esachim, and that mincha consisted of flour, oil, as well as wine. If the carbon was from a lamb or keves, then it would bring one esarn of flour, three loig of oil. If the animal that they were bringing as a carbon was larger and was an ayol, then it would bring two esrenim of flour and four loig of wine. And if their carbon was even larger and was a par, so they would bring three esrenim of flour and six loig of wine, as well as oil. And as we will see, that all will agree that just like one could be menadev one of the other five menachos, one could also be menadev a minchas nesachim, even if he's not bringing a carbon of an animal, and he would bring a carbon mincha that consists of flour, oil, and wine. And in addition, all agree that if one wants to be misnadev a carbon just of wine, then they could do so as well. However, in the Mishnah Daf Kuvdal and Beis, we will see a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tafin. And Rabbi Kiva will teach us that although one could be misnadev yayin as a carbon, however, ve'im misnadev shemen, one cannot be misnadev a standalone carbon of oil. However, Rabbi Tafin holds misnadev and shemen that not only can one be misnadev a standalone carbon of wine, one could also be misnadev a standalone carbon that's brought from shemen. And finally, when they brought the Milchus Esachim, so the flour and oil were mixed together, and the Kohen did Kmitza from the flour and oil and placed the Kmitza on the Mizbeach. Then the rest of the flour and oil were given to a Kohen as Shirayim. However, all of the wine were poured into perforated Safalim at the top of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and they went through pipes and through the Shisin of the Mizbeach. And the same would apply when someone was Mindadev a Korban Yayin and donated a standalone Korban of Yayin, that all of the Yayin was poured into the Safalim on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Based on this Hakdama, our Mishnah continues, a Misnadvin Loig Shtayim V'Chamisha, that since the entire Makar, that one could bring a standalone Korban of Yayin from the Milchus Esachim that we find in Pasha Shlach, since the Torah only discusses a Korban of Yayin that is brought from 3 Loig, or 4 Loig, or 6 Loig, and we don't find any Nisachim that are brought from 1 or 2 or 5 Lugin, therefore one cannot be Misnadev 1 Loig or 2 Loig or 5 Loig of Yayin. And as Rashi points out, Shalom Mitzinu Minchas Esachim Shaloig V'loi Shnayim V'loi Chamisha, the Mishnah doesn't teach us as to what would happen if someone actually stated that I want to be Misnadev 1, 2, or 5 Loig of Yayin. Once we learn the Gemara, we will discuss this point. And the Mishnah continues, Al Misnadvin Shloisha V'abba V'shisha U'mishisha L'mayla. However, certainly someone could be Misnadev 3, 4, or 6 Loigin of Yayin, as we find 3 Lugin of Yayin brought together with a Keves, 4 Lugin brought together with an Ayol, 6 Loig of Yayin brought together with a Par. And in addition, the Mishnah teaches us one can donate any amount that is over 6 Loigin. And for example, if one would donate 7 Loig, so we could break that down as 3 Loig for a Keves and 4 Loig for an Ayol. And if one donated 8 Loig, then that will break down as 2 times 4 Loig, which is brought for an Ayol. And if someone said they want to donate 9 Loig, that could be broken down 6 Loig for a Par and 3 Loig for a Keves. And if someone donated 10 Loig, then that can be broken down 6 Loig for a Par and 4 Loig for an Ayol. And it's important to keep in mind that in all these cases, these Kabbanas could be made up either of 2 of the same animals, or as 1 amount for 1 animal and 1 amount for another animal. And the Gemara will discuss what the din would be if someone makes a neder that they want to bring 11 Loig of wine, as we will see at the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara now begins and asks a Shaila, Ibailu, Yesh Kevel Nesachim, or in Kevel Nesachim. If someone makes a neder that they will bring a certain amount of the Sachim, do we say that he has to bring all of the Sachim as 1 carbon, or could he break them up? The Gemara continues to explain what the Nafkamina is based on the Shaila. As Hechidami could go into Isaac Chamisha, the case would be where someone promised to bring 5 lugan of wine to the base of Migdash, the Amrit in Kevel Nesachim, Moshechu Makrav Abominayu, the Chazil Ayel, Be'id Chavin Yadava. If we will say that even though he donated 5 Loig, however, he could break it up differently. Therefore, since 4 Loig are used for an Ayel, so he would be able to take 4 Loig of wine and use it as his own carbon, and then you would only have 1 extra Loig, and would then use that Loig as a Nadava for the Tzibur. And as Rashi points out, there are multiple ways to be able to give this Nadava to the Tzibur. Either he would sell the extra Loig, and he would then take the money and place it in 1 of the 6 Shefers that were collection boxes, and the money that was placed into those boxes were ultimately used for Keitzah Mizbeach and used as a Zerf for Mizbeach. And for example, on a long day during the summer, if there weren't enough Kabbanis that were being brought onto the Mizbeach, so they would use this money as a carbon oilah. The entire animal is burnt on the Mizbeach and its hides were given to Kayanim. Rashi also explains that he could take this 1 Loig of wine and he could give it to the Tzibur, and the Tzibur could use it together with the Karban Tmidin. And since the Karban Tumah was a Keves, so they would then use this 1 Loig together with 2 other Loigin, and they would then have 3 Loig of wine, which could be used for the Milchus Esachim, for the Karban Tumah Shel Shachar, or the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim. And according to the Sad, when our Mishnah stated, a Misnadvin Chamisha, that one cannot be Misnadev 5 Loig to the Beis HaMikdash, it just means the Chathchila, one should not donate 5 Loig to the Beis HaMikdash, since we already learned on that Pei Aleph and Aleph, that in Mafrish and Chil LeMaisarais, that one cannot be Mafrish a Karban, that initially would have to go for Maisarais, and cannot be used on its own. So therefore, the Chathchila, one should not donate 5 Loig of Yayin, but if one does so, then this would be the Eitzah. However, the Gemara continues, V'yamid Yesh Kevel Nesachim, Ad Mamluhu LeKarvi, if we hold that it is a Kfiyas of Nesachim, so therefore, if someone donates 5 Loig of Yayin, then he can't use them at all, and the only way one would be able to be Menasech this 5 Loig of Yayin is only if he would donate an extra Loig, and now he would have 6 Loig of Yayin, then he would be able to bring 6 Loig at one time. And Lechur, according to the Sad, when the Mishnah stated, Emis Nadman Loig Shnaim Chamisha, that if one actually stated, Harei Lai Chamisha Loigin Shel Yayin, then the neder would not be chal at all, and he would not be obligated to bring five leg, and the only way that he would actually be obligated is only if he states that I want to bring six leg of yayin v'tzarech bir. Gemara continues, Mai, and what is the halacha? And Amar Abaye, and Abaye wants to bring a raya from Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. The Mishnah teaches us that they set up 13 shayfaris, or collection boxes, which were shaped as a shayfar, as in this way people were not able to reach into the shayfar and take out any money. As we learned in Masechta Shkolim, seven of these shayfaris were used for the collection of the Machzeh Shekel. And as Abaye continues, Tashma, we learned in the Mishnah that Shishal and Adavah, that the remaining six shayfaris were used for Nidvas Sibar. And Dafkuv Zayin and Beis, the Gemara wants to know why there was a need for six shayfaris for Nidavah if all of them ultimately went for Kayetz Mizbeach. The Gemara brings multiple responses, and on Dafkuv Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara brings the response of Rabbi Isha. As Abaye continues, Ramina and Kenegami, and as the Gemara later on will ask, that why do we need all these six boxes? Rabbi Isha explained, Kenegad Moisa Chatas, U Moisa Hashem, U Moisa Hashem Nozer, U Moisa Hashem Mitzir, U Moisa Kinen, U Moisa Minchas Chayte, that they specifically had different boxes, various different cases where someone had extra money. That extra money was given for Nidvas Sibur and would be used for Kayetz Mizbeach. Rashi explains that we did not mix all of these together, as each one came for a different purpose. As Rashi explains, that Moisa Chatas was for a case where someone was chayet to bring a Chatas and had to bring a Kispos Ira. For example, he set aside $100 for his carbon, and then when he came to the Beis HaMikdash, the carbon only cost him $75, and the $25 extra was placed into the shayfar that was marked as Moisa Chatas. The second box was marked for Moisa Hashamais, which included the Hasham Me'ilais and Hasham Gzeilais, which are both brought when someone does an actual Avera. The third box was specifically for Moisa Hasham Nozer, and as Rashi explains, the Isa Moisa Loyai Ma'urv and Moisa Hasham Stam, Lefisha Zelachapa Vizelatir B'yayin, as the money for an Hasham Me'ilais and Hasham Gzeilais was coming Lechaper, a person brought an Hasham Nozer in order to be mat to him to drink wine, and Ayin Gilin Hashash from Bekvega, as well as the Rashash that point out that Rashi and Dafkuf Chesem and Alf explains that an Hasham Nozer was not brought when a Nozer was tar and completed his Nazirus period, and instead it was brought by a Nozer that became Tomei and wants to restart his Nazirus of Taira. And as Rashi states, Vizelach Shira le Nazirus Taira, Ayin Sham. The Gemara stated that the fourth of the boxes was used for the Moisa Hasham Mitzira, and as Rashi explains, that the Hasham Mitzira had a different purpose. It was brought in order to be Matis someone to come back into the Machna. And although in our Gemara we will Goyris with Moisa Kinu and Moisa Minchas Chayte, and Ayin Rashi was clearly not Goyris these two cases in our Gemara. As Rashi states, Ve'inach Mefarish Meperek Basra, but Moisa Kinim is when someone has a chiyuv to bring two birds, Echad La'ilu ve'Echad L'Chatas, and as one will bring by various kabanos of Oilu v'Yared. Finally, the sixth of the Shefers was for Moisa Minchas Chayte, when someone had excess money when they had to bring a Minchas Chayte, which we know is brought by someone that's Bedali Dalais and by a carbon Oilu v'Yared. And based on this Gemara, Abaye continues and wants to bring a raya, the Yesh Kevel Nesachim, and as Abaye states, from Isa L'Sakin Shefer Achrina, Kenegad Moisa Nesachim, that if it would be true that in Kevel Nesachim, even if someone donated five leg of Yayin, they'd be able to use four leg of Yayin, then donate one extra leg to the Beis HaMikdash, L'Chayr, they should have made one additional Shefer, where people would place the extra money from the extra leg Shemen when they donated the wrong amount of Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash. By the fact that the Mishnah Masechet Shkolim teaches us that there were only six additional Shefers, it must be the Yesh Kevel Nesachim, and there will never be a case where someone is able to donate four leg of Yayin and be left with one additional leg Yayin. However, the Gemara answers that you can't bring a raya, as really we could say that in Kevel Nesachim, but Hanach Lenud B'Siba Azli, and Hani Shchichi, Efshed Mitzdafi D'Mar D'Ma, B'Had Adodi V'Karvei, that the only time that it was a requirement to have Shefers in the Beis HaMikdash, only for those Mitzvahs that had to go to Kayetz HaMizbeach, and since Kayetz HaMizbeach was Leishchiach, and therefore they had to hold them for a while, those extra coins had to be stored in the Shefers in order to hold them until they were required to bring Karbonis as Kayetz HaMizbeach. However, since it was very common that there would be extra Nesachim, one had to bring a Minchas Nesachim together with all Eilus and Shlomim, and there were so many Eilus and Shlomim that were being brought, and many people did not realize how many Leg of Yayin had to be brought with the Minchas Nesachim. Therefore, it was very common to have extra Leg of Yayin. Therefore, even if someone promised to bring five Leg of Yayin to the Beis HaMikdash, even if they would have one extra Leg of Yayin, they would take that Leg and put it together with two other people that made a mistake and brought an extra Leg of Yayin, and they would now have three Leg of Yayin that they could donate to the Beis HaMikdash to be used as a Nesachim for the Tamid Shel Shachar or Tamid Shel Bein Abayim. And this is the way some explain Rashi, but the Pashas of Al Gemara and the Pashas of Rashi seem seems to be more like Rabbeinu Geshem, as Rabbeinu Geshem explains, Moses Chatos were not common as Enad Ben Chaitim B'chol Yoyim, and Moses of Nazir was not common as Loi Nazir B'chol Yoyim, and similarly, the Moses of Mitzir was not common as Veloi Mitzir B'chol Yoyim. However, since the Gemara and Daf Kuf Dalam and Beis will bring down the Shita of Rava, the Misnad of Adam Minkas Hasachim B'chol Yoyim, and therefore it was very common that people would bring this Yayin every single day, and the three people would each have an extra leg of Yayin, and they immediately would be able to take the three leg of Yayin and donate it to the Beis HaMikdash to be used for the Korban Tamid. Keep in mind that since we will learn a bit later that one could not be misnadev a Korban Mincha b'shutvis, therefore they were not able to take all these three legin and donate b'shutvis. They specifically had to be donated for a Korban Tzibur. Gemara now continues, Amar Rava, and Rava will now bring a raya that in Kevel Nesachim, as Tashma, as we will learn in the Braisa, after the Pesukim and Pasha Shlach discuss the Minchas Nesachim, the Pasuk states, Kala Ezrach Yasekocha, as Eil Lahakav Ishi Reich Nechayach Lashem, and Lachurid is extra Pasuk, as we already know that they have to bring Minchas Nesachim, and therefore we learn that when the Pasuk states, Kala Ezrach, Milam Mishim Snadman Nesachim, we learn that even if someone is not bringing a Korban Behema, they could bring a Korban Minchas Nesachim by itself, and as a standalone Korban, they would bring flour, oil, and wine, and if they wanted, they could even bring wine by itself. Raisa continues, Vikama, and how much wine is the minimum amount that they could bring as a korban, and the Raisa states, Shloshes Lugin, which is connected to three leg of the Keves, and Minayin Shimratzel Hosef Yosef, and how do we know that if he wants to add on and increase the amount of his davar, they could also add on Tamalei Meyia. Rashi brings two different explanations. Rashi initially explains that this refers to Pasuk and Pashas Pinchas that states, V'niskeim chatzeh hin yi elapar, ushutzeh in la'ayel, or v'yaseh in la'kaves yayin, zoyis elis chedish b'chotcheh l'chotcheh ashona. Rashi states, Mashmo d'moysef avayachrita, and Rashi continues, L'shnachrinu b'pashas ha'sochim ksiv, and Rashi brings that potentially this refers to the Pasuk and Pashas Shlach that states, Hakol chuka achaz l'chem, v'lager agor chukas el moderi sechem, chachem kager yi elifnei Hashem. This is the word yi that we're referring to, and the Braisa continues, Yachol yifchais, and one would think that one could give either one or two legin, tamalei mekocha, and the Pasuk clearly tells us, kala esrach yasekocha, the yayin that you bring has to be in a similar share, the share of the yayin that's brought with a standard minchas hasachim, together with a keves, ayil or par. Over now continues with his raya, my Yosef, as when the Gemara is, so minayim shim ratzal ha'isif Yosef, what case is the Braisa trying to teach us that is acceptable, as ilay ma'abav v'shisha, as if you will say he was referring to a case where someone stated, harei alai abba, where someone said, harei alai shisha, that I want to bring 4 or 6 leg of yayin, certainly we would not need a limud as maishna shleisha the chazal keves above vishisha nami chazal ayel par. Certainly that would be pashut, as since someone could bring 3 leg because that's the amount that's brought together with the keves, then certainly one could bring 4 or 6 as those are the amount that are brought together with the ayel and par respectively. And el lav chamisha, and it must be the Bryce is telling us, how do we know that if someone stated harei alai chamisha that I want to bring 5 leg of yayin, one would be able to bring 4 leg as a korban, and 1 leg he would donate to the Beis HaMikdash. Certainly, if we hold that Yesh Kevel and Nesachim, then certainly one could not bring 4 leg as a korban yachid, then donate the last leg as an idvas tzibur. Therefore, Shema Minah in Kevel and Nesachim, Shema Minah, and we have a raya from this braisa that we hold that there's no kfiyas for Nesachim, and even though, as our Mishnah taught us, one should not donate 5 leg of yayin l'chatchila, but if one does so, then it will be valid in the davar, and one would give 4 as a korban yachid, the last leg would be donated as a korban tzibur. The Gemara now continues, Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi asked Rava that even though you wanted to bring a raya that in kevel and nesachim, but vanan leitnan hachi, but on Mishnah we don't learn like this, as our Mishnah taught us, im misnadvim loig shnayim v'chamisha, and it's mashmah from Mishnah that the same din applies to someone that donates 1 leg or 2 leg or 5 legin, ketani chamisha dumi d'shnayim, and mashnayim d'lei chazu klal, av chamisha nami d'lei chazu klal, and the mashmah of the Mishnah is just like if someone stated harei alai achas or shtayim, it was ned is not chal at all. And similarly, if someone states harei alai chamisha, then it should not be considered a neder at all. From a Mishnah would be mashma the yesh kevel and nesachim. However, the Gemara answers midi irya hakid isa v'hakid isa. While it's true that Mishnah mentioned both of these dinim in one clause, however, we could still explain both parts of the clause differently, as the first part of the clause is teaching us a misnadvin leg shnayim, that one cannot be misnadev 1 leg or 2 leg. Even b'dievet, it would not be chal. However, when the Mishnah teaches us a misnadvin chamisha, the Mishnah is just teaching us that l'chatchila one should not be misnadev 5 leg of yayin, but einachanami, if he does so, since we hold in kevel nesachim, so he would be able to donate 4 nesachim, since we find that 4 nesachim are brought together with an ayol, and then one nesachim would be given as an adavo to the tzibur. The Gemara now continues on Abaya. The Abaya explains that even though Rav brought a raya that in kevel nesachim, however, Rav Ashi brought another raya that yesh kevel nesachim. The teretz of the Gemara was a bidachok, and therefore Abaya still has a suffix as to what the din would be. Abaya therefore teaches us in tim slema in kevel nesachim ha in kevel nesachim, that if we would hold that there's no kfiyas to the nesachim, then as long as someone wants to donate either 3, 4, or 6, any amount of yayin that is over 6 slug, then certainly he could bring those, as certainly there's a way to calculate the amount of nesachim that he wants to bring, and one could split up the nesachim any way he wants and in any fashion that is possible. And with Zokta Baya, in Tim Salema, Yesh Kevel Nesachim, Ada Serb Shitli, Achras Mi Bayli, if we hold that when someone promises to bring nesachim, then he can't break it up in any way that he wants, certainly I understand that if someone promises to bring up to 10 nesachim, certainly he would be able to bring these as a korban yayin to the Beis HaMikdash, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, that by 7 he would bring 4 like an oila and 3, 4 keves, and if he donates 8 leg, then he would bring 2 sets of 4, which are brought when someone brings an aisle, and when donating 9, then he would bring 6 leg like a par, and 3 like a keves, and when donating 10 leg, then he would donate 6 like a par, and 4 like an aisle. In all these cases, the maximum amount that he's donating is either based on 2 karbanis from the same animal, or 1 carbon each from 2 different animals. If Abaye is bothered in a case where someone stated, Harei achad osalegin, that someone promises to bring 11 leg of yayin, so in this case, Abaye has a suffix, would we say that certainly when someone wants to donate wine, then the maximum amount of carbonis that they want to bring is 2 carbonis, and therefore when he states 11, he really meant to say that I want to bring the amount as shaykh to 2 parim, and of course that amount would be 12 leg, and since Abaye is now going according to the tzad, yesh kevel nesachim, and this person intended to bring the nesachim like a par, the only way that he'd be able to bring this carbon is only if he bring an extra leg of yayin, and he bring a total of 12 leg of yayin, that would be enough for 2 shirim of 6 leg each that is brought for a par. Or would we say that even when a person states that I want to bring 11 leg, he really is referring to 3 separate karbanos, he really wanted to bring 2 groups of 4 leg like is brought for an aisle, and 1 group of 3 leg like is brought for a keves, as a bayah continues that I've cooked dalam beis, my gavil shnei parim kamechavin va'adim mamlu hulei karvi, oidim ul shnei elim v'keves echel kamechavin. And as a bayah continues and explains the shayla, trei mechad mina v'chad mechad mina minon oiloi, would we say that a person would make a neder, bring a share of yayin that is relevant to 2 animals of one kind and 1 animal of another kind, or do we say that he would never make such a neder? He must have really meant I want to bring the share of yayin corresponds to the nesachim for 2 animals of one kind, meaning a par, and he really meant to say that I want to bring 12 leg and not 11 leg. Nayin Rashi top of the amid mi boyli mai gavul shnei parim chavin va'adim mamlu hu liyud beis leigin lekarvi da yesh kevel nesachim v'loy minu likvu shmeid leigin l'shnei elim v'shleish leigin lekeves echad oydim l'mincha ru'i l'shnei elim v'keves chavin. And as the Gemara stated, trei mechad mina v'chad mechad mina mina loy. As Rashi explains that Abaye Shaila is based on the klal that bin adorim halach achalas shmei adam, and therefore Abaye Shaila is klimar mi ave urchlu nduve oyloy. As the Gemara states, mai and what is the halacha? And the Gemara ends off, teiku. Let us see the bound tesis on daf kuf dalam and aleph, and we already explained the Gemara based on this tesis, as tesis states, adasar pshitli achadas rimboili, and tesis bothering tema shivin nami teboi ilu shnei ilu mechavin adim malu loy karvi oila ayl vekavis echavin. Tesis explains via shleimar delay mimboili el betray mechad mina vechad mechad mina I omar iloi, that the only question of Abaya is only once we get to 11, as at that point we would have to say they meant to say that I'm bringing 2 groups of 1 behema and 1 group from another behema avol pshita dechad mechad mina vechad mechad mina minon, as we explained. And also I am unfortunately that bothered, how could Abaye even have a shayla regarding 11 leg of yayin if our Mishnah already taught us umishish lemayla, one could always donate any amount of wine from 6 leg and upwards. And the Mefarshim explained that according to this tzad of Abaye, Abaye would understand that the Mishnah is dafka talking about a case where one actually specified exactly what he was going to use these leg of yayin for, and for example he stated that I want to donate 11 leg of yayin, this will correspond to 4 leg for 2 ayol, 3 leg for a keves, and certainly one could donate it if he was mefarish. And Abaye Shaila is only in a case where he actually stated I want to donate 11 leg of yayin, and he said this bestoma, and he wasn't mefarish exactly how to break up the 11 leg of yayin. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and as we already mentioned that this machlekes is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Taffin, one could donate a standalone mincha of shemen. And as our Mishnah teaches us, misnabin yayin, ve'im misnabin shemen, to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that based on the word ha'ezrach, so we learned that one could be misnadiv yayin, but even though one could be misnadiv a standalone carbon of yayin, one cannot be misnadiv a standalone carbon of shemen. However, Rabbi Tafin oimim misnabin shemen, Rabbi Tafin argues on Rabbi Kiva, and he holds that just like one could be misnadiv a standalone carbon of yayin, one could also be misnadiv a standalone carbon of shemen. This is actually a tain of Rabbi Tafin on Rabbi Kiva, as on Rabbi Tafin, ma'amitzinu b'yayin shu b'choyvu b'nadova, af shemen shu b'choyvu b'nadova. And since we find that the Torah is ma'bar, that just like one could bring yayin as a minchas asachim, one can also bring yayin as a standalone minchas nadova, so the same would apply to shemen, just like it's one of the ingredients when bringing a minchas asachim as a choyv, when bringing a carbon oilo, a carbon shlamim. Therefore, based on the same limud of ha'ezrach, one should also be able to bring an nadova of a standalone carbon shemen. And Amalei Rabbi Kiva, however, Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Tafin, Loim amr b'yayin shekin karvim chavasa b'fnei atzmai, toim b'shemen she'in karvim chavasa b'fnei atzmai. Although it's true that the pasuk states ha'ezrach, and therefore certainly we learn that one can bring a standalone carbon of yayin as an nadova, but the mice is a major difference between a standalone carbon of yayin and a standalone carbon of shemen. Since we know that even when someone is obligated to bring a minchas asachim, yayin remains a separate entity, as the yayin is poured down to safalim and poured into the shisin, and it's not together with the seudas and shemen, and therefore it makes sense that one could be misnadev a carbon yayin. However, since the shemen always comes together with flour, so we may say that the only time one could bring shemen to the base of Mikdash is only together with flour, as we find by the standard minchas adava. However, one cannot bring a standalone carbon shemen. And in Rashi, dibu masal ve'im misnadev shemen, and Rashi states b'loy seudas v'yayin, and it's mashma that a carbon shemen cannot be brought unless it's brought together with seudas and yayin. And certainly we know that shemen can be brought together with seudas, and there's no requirement to also have yayin. Therefore, the mefarshim agurus in Rashi ve'im misnadev shemen b'loy seudas, and they remove the word yayin. And previously on daf ayin dal on beis, the Gemara taught us that on mishmuel a misnadev shemen kaimtza v'shiyar of necholin, and according to Rabbi Tafin, that one could be misnadev shemen. So as Rashi explains, that Shmuel teaches us how misnadev shemen kaimtza yomakte akaimetz v'shiyar of necholin v'loy havi kulum esbeach v'shadim l'shmuel ben shemen demotzi kometzlei l'ben yayin v'loy motzi kometzlei. And as Tesis states, kaimtza v'shiyar of necholin avol yayin tzolhu v'yevshel kaimtza. Since oil is thick, therefore it's possible to kumitza on shemen. However, it's not possible to do kmitza on yayin. However, ayin and tesis yontiv on our Mishnah, where he states that kosav rab v'kmitzai and hachi yom shmuel say perak yudizvachim umefarish my taima the omakra carbon mincha, and the pasuk could have just stated ki sakriv, and the word carbon is extra milamid shemisnadav in shemen v'chim mincha, and therefore we learn that a mincha shemen is similar to a regular mincha ma mincha kmitza v'shira nechalin av shemen kmitza v'shira nechalin umiu vaday lekamtza b'pas yodik keder kmitza mincha yevsha el shemafresh b'kli shir kmitz shu kishnei zesim. And even though generally we know that in order to perform kmitza properly it has to be done b'yad yamin, however since it's impossible to do kmitza by shemen, so therefore it must be done in a kli, and Tezis chilah between shemen and yayin would not apply according to Tezis yontiv, as the chur you could take wine and place it in a kli, and it must be a Tezis yontiv learns that yayin doesn't need kmitza. Even the yayin that is brought together with the mechaz asachim is poured into the shisin, and we never find that kmitza is performed on yayin. Ayin and Tesis of Mesechtes Zvachim on Daf Tzadik the Alfa Mabez, Tesis asks a question on our Mishnah that why Rab Tafin explain that ma mitzinu b'yayin shu b'chayvu b'bun adava av shemen shu b'chayvu b'bun adava, if in the Gemara Mesechtes Zvachim we find that Rab Tafin has a makar that one could be misnadev shemen, and as the Tesis Yantav brought down that the Pasuk states an extra word of carbon, and Tesis doesn't answer his question. However, Ayin and Mefarshim that explain that certainly the makar of Rab Tafin is based on Xeris HaKosov, as the Pasuk states the word carbon. However, Rab Tafin is responding to Rabbi Kiva, and on the time of Rabbi Kiva, Omar Kain, even if you would not agree with my makar, but based on a svar, you should still agree to my din, as Ma Mitzinu B'Yayin Shu B'Choyvu Bonadova, Av Shemen Shu B'Choyvu Bonadova, Ayin Shom. And the Mishnah now continues and teaches us a new din, and the Mishnah teaches us, Ein Shnai Misnadvin Yisaron Echad, Av Misnadvin Oilu Shlomim V'Oif, Afilu Prey Da'achas, although two people could decide to be Shufim, can bring a carbon oil or carbon shlomim b'shutfis, and they can even bring one bird as shutfim, even though generally when someone brings a bird as a chayva, you bring two birds, echad la'ilo ve'echad l'chatas. When we know that one could make a neder to bring a carbon oif as a carbon oila, and it can even be brought by shutfim, however a carbon mincha can never be brought b'shutfis. Einim and Farshim who point out that even though our Mishnah stated in Shnayim Misnadiv and Nisar and Echad, as Mashmur that you can't have Shutfin or Misnadiv a small amount, and they can't be Misnadiv one Isarin, and it would be Mashmur that they could donate two Isarin Isbishutfis. However, they explain based on a Gemara that learns this out of the word Nefesh that there's never a time that Shutfin could donate any Mincha Bishutfis, and even would be more than one Isarin. Before we begin the Gemara, let us see Rashi in Dibur Maslim Mchai Vasa Bifnei Atzmai, and Rashi explains that Afal Pishu Bachayiv Mincha, that even though Yayin comes together with the rest of the Mincha, Einim Ur B'Mincha, Taim B'Shemen V'Kimid L'Eshchon Leid Leisa B'Kli Bifnei Atzmai Hashanami Loi Leisi Ayin Sham. And our Gemara begins Amar Rava, that Rava explains B'Divrei Shneim Nilmai Misnadiv Adam Minchas Hasachim Mechol Yayim. Since we see in our Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Taffin are only Chol B'Nei Geya standalone Mincha of Shemen, so we see that they would agree that one certainly can bring a Minchas Hasachim that consists of flour, oil, and wine. Therefore, one can be Misnadiv a Minchas Hasachim every single day, even as a standalone carbon that not coming together with the Shlom Ra'ila. And the Gemara asks Pshita that L'chayot is Din of Rav is Pashut. However, the Gemara explains Ma'aratim Minchas Adav Galli Barachmana, and therefore Hani Chamish Menachas in Tfeiloi Kamash Blon Hani Milim Stama V'Hichad Parish Parish. Possibly one would have Habmina that since in Pashas VaYikra when the Torah speaks about someone being Minade V'Kar Mincha, the Torah only speaks about five Menachas, and as we already mentioned, the Minchas Seilas, Minchas Machvas, the Minchas Macheshes, and the Minchas Mafetana of Chalais, as well as Rikikin, possibly those are the only types of menachos that one can bring as an adava, and one cannot bring a minchas asachim as an adava. Kamashmon, that even though if someone says bistama that they want to bring a kar mincha, and as we will see in the next Mishnah, which is the first Mishnah of the next parag, that according to the Tanakama, one would be able to choose which of these five minchas he wants to bring. Certainly one would be limited to any of these five menachos and could not bring a minchas asachim. However, Rava teaches us that all agree that if one specifies that one to bring a minchas asachim, then he could bring a minchas asachim every single day. And our Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Ein shnayim misnad v'nisarin echad, that the din of shufis doesn't apply by a korban mincha. And the Gemara asks, my taimo, that was the reason was the makar, as ilim mishum d'chsiv takriv, and if you're going to say it's based on the pasuk in Vayikra, b'negei the korban mincha that states, v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem, and the lashon sakriv is a lashon yachid, but oilu nami yachsiv yakriv, but b'negei the oilu, the pasuk in Pasha Vayikra states, im oilu korbanim min abaka, zachach tom yakrivenu, a pesach ha-ramayid, yakriv oisei l'utzayim l'fnei Hashem, and once again, the pasuk uses the lashon yachid, and the Gemara continues, el oilu my taimu d'chsiv l'oilu seitem, and if you're going to say that the reason why an oilu could be mishufis, because the pasuk in Pashas Pinchas uses the lashon rabim, and as the pasuk states, eilu tassel Hashem b'mayadeichem, levad midrichem, v'nevesechem, l'oilu seichem, l'mechisechem, l'skechem, l'shalmechem, and the pasuk states, l'oilu seichem, but minchanam yachsiv l'mechisechem, in that same pasuk, the pasuk states, l'mechisechem, and uses lashon rabim, even b'negeya mincha. However, the Gemara explains that certainly when the pasuk uses the lashon rabim b'negeya mincha, it's only referring to many people that are bringing korbanos menachos, but it's not teaching us that they could bring a mincha b'shufis. And the Gemara explains elam mishum d'chsiv bel nefesh, the makor that a korban mincha cannot be brought b'shufis is because the pasuk in Vayikra states v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem, and since this is the only time by a korban that's brought as an adava that the Torah uses the term nefesh, the Torah is teaching us that a mincha can only be brought by a yochid and not by shufim. Keep in mind that although we have a makar that a korban mincha cannot be brought by shufis, but we don't really have a makar that other korbanos can be brought by shufis. And the Gemara continues tanya mihachi, that similarly we learn to the Braisa, the Rebbe Omer, that since the pasuk in Pashas Emor states dabel aron el bonav el korban yisrael v'mat aleihem ish ish mi beis yisrael min ager b'yisrael asher yakriv korban l'chol nedreim l'chol nevesam asher hakriv l'Hashem lo'ila, and since the pasuk uses lashon rabim, so I call b'yim b'shufis, so we learn that all korbanos could come b'shufis, but lo yisrael kasev el mincha, and the only korban that the Torah teaches us cannot come b'shufis is only a korban mincha shenam menefesh, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem, as we explain. And the Gemara now continues and brings two other members that are relevant to a korban mincha. And number one, Amar Yitzchak, b'pein manish danis mincha shenam b'nefesh, that why is a mincha different that the Torah specifies the word nefesh? And he explains, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu mi dakri l'havi mincha ani, since this pasuk is talking about a korban that is brought as an adava, and who is the one that generally would bring a korban adava from a mincha and would not bring a behema, is only someone that is so poor that doesn't own any behemais, and therefore it's specifically referring to an ani. That's why the Torah uses the term nefesh, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu states, mal ani alav ki ilu hikriv nafshe lefonai, that it's as if he was makriv his own nefesh in front of me. And Ayin Tezid was bothered that we just stated that we require the word nefesh in order to teach us that a korban mincha cannot be be brought b'shufis, and zok tesis the imashun the im bar b'shufis have a little mechtav ish a loshen acher the mashma yachid dafka. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak comes to teach us why the Torah specifically used the word nefesh. The Gemara continues with the second member of Rabbi Yitzchak as Amir Yitzchak ben Pei Madishanis Mincha Shneur b'chamisha min yatigin alalu. Why is it that b'negiyah Mincha Zedava the Torah gives us a choice between five different kabbonis menachais and doesn't just give us one type of mincha? And we shame are all bothered that l'chira, even though all these menachais are brought with shemen and with flour, however they weren't all fried. And Zok Rashi called me the isbe shemen kari tigun, even though they weren't all fried. And as the last tesis in the parak states, chamisha min tigun loyim mitagim minchas seilus u'mafetano el minchas machbas u'macheshes l'chudayu el kari tigun mashiyesh b'kulei shemen. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states, v'chol davar she'asu b'shemen v'seilus kari tigun. And Rabbi Yitzchak continues and explains, mashal melech bas v'dam. That is mashal to a melech bas v'dam she'asu le'ayiv v'yisuda, that his beloved made a suda for him v'yadei b'yishu ani, and the melech knows that he's an ani and he can't afford a major suda, and amaloi, and therefore the melech tells the ani, asei li min chamisha min etigun k'dei she'anu mimcha, that make me specifically these types of fried foods, as I really love those foods, and therefore I'll have enough from you. And he gives him specific recipes that he really loves. And similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells an ani that when you're going to bring a mincha, I'm telling you that you should bring one of these five kabbonis menachais. And as Rashi states, klei masha tekubel lefanai bahen, ayin the masha is bothered that l'chira in nidun daimel raya, based on the mashal. So then when an ani brings a kar mincha, he should have to bring all five kabbonis menachais and all five of these recipes, ayin sham. And before we finish, let us point out that our Gemara spoke about five menachais, and ayin Rashi was bothered that why didn't we mention a minchas revucha, which will be a six mincha, and zok Rashi a revucha lechashiv that ain't a bar nedava el betoydoy mazevach the lab mincha here, and it's not a standalone mincha. Hadun loch haminachis vanesachim, hadun loch haminachis vanesachim, hadun loch haminachis vanesachim, and we will stop over here.